A major feature of Donald Trump's successful campaign for president was his use of Twitter. Now, as president-elect, Trump continues to tweet. In some ways, this is in line with a long tradition of presidents going around the so-called filter of the press, but it is also unorthodox, as NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
3 days after winning the presidency in 2008, President-elect Barack Obama held a press conference.
This morning we woke up to more sobering news about the state of our economy.
3 days after winning the presidency in 2016, President-elect Donald Trump turned to Twitter. He tweeted about the people who had taken to the streets to protest his election. And he tweeted that he had a busy day planned in New York. Quote, "We'll soon be making some very important decisions on the people who will be running our government," exclamation point. Trump was asked about it in an interview with 60 Minutes that aired on Sunday.
I picked up yesterday 100,000 people. I'm not saying I love it, but it does get the word out. When you give me a bad story, or when you give me an inaccurate story, or when somebody other than you in another network or whatever, because of course CBS would never do a thing like that, right? I have a method of fighting back.
Trump hasn't held a press conference since July, instead opting for the more controlled setting of interviews. And of course, Twitter, over which he has total control. 60 Minutes correspondent Leslie Stahl pressed Trump on whether he would continue using Twitter in the same way as president.
I'm going to do very restrained if I use it at all. I'm going to do very restrained. I find it tremendous. It's a modern form of communication. There should be nothing you should be ashamed of. It's where it's at.
Since then, Trump has repeatedly tweeted to criticize what he calls the failing New York Times, insisting that despite reports to the contrary, his transition is going smoothly. Before his team sent out a press release, Trump tweeted a list of countries whose leaders he has spoken with. He also mused about the Electoral College.
Presidents want to get their message out unfiltered by the press. In that sense, what Donald Trump is doing with social media is not new.
Brendan Nyhan is a professor of government at Dartmouth College and contributes to The Upshot at the New York Times. That hesitation you hear in his voice is that he's not sure Trump will observe other conventions and norms past presidents have followed.
The extent to which he uses social media to attack the media directly could be relatively unprecedented. FDR was not giving fireside chats about why the New York Times was a failing institution.
My friend, I want to talk for a few minutes with the people of the United States about banking.
President Franklin D. Roosevelt delivered his first radio address, known later as a fireside chat, in March of 1933, in the midst of a crisis of confidence in American banks. The purpose was to reassure the public directly. He was going around the filter. President Obama's team used social media, releasing its own highly produced videos and posting photos on Flickr rather than letting journalists into the room. And when he needed to sell the Affordable Care Act to young people, Obama sat down between two ferns with comedian Zach Galifianakis.
I have to say, when I heard that like people actually watch this show, I was actually pretty surprised.
Hi. Welcome to another edition of Between Two Ferns. I'm your host, Zach Galifianakis.
Martha Joynt Kumar is a political scientist and director of the White House Transition Project.
In a sense, I see it as an extension of what other presidents have done. They've used the resources that helped them win the presidency. So why change?
Last week, when Trump met with President Obama at the White House, reporters who were let in to document the final moments shouted questions, as they often do.
Thank you, everybody.
And Obama offered some advice to his successor. Don't answer them.
Don't answer the questions when they just start yelling.
Administrations have a way of building on each other when it comes to limiting press access. But Kumar thinks eventually a President Trump will find the limits of his favorite medium. Twitter is good for announcements and pronouncements, for feuding even. But she argues it's not so optimal for selling policy.
People want to see a president. They want to hear a president take his measure. And that's not something that's suitable for Twitter. Announcements are, but explaining the guts of policy isn't.
FDR used his fireside chats to explain policy without having reporters condense and interpret his message. But his administration was also the first to have a press pool, a small group of reporters that follows and documents the president's movements. It's something that thus far President-elect Trump has not accepted, though his staff says they're working on it. Nihan says there are no laws requiring it, and public opinion won't provide much pressure either.
We can't expect the public to be outraged that Donald Trump didn't follow the lid that his staff gave to the media before he went out for a steak dinner. No one cares. The problem is that the principle of elected officials being accountable to the public through the press is one that's fundamental to our democracy.
Trump has only been president-elect for a little more than a week, so it's probably too early to judge whether, as president, he'll stick with tradition when it comes to interacting with the public and the press. On January 20th, Trump's team will be given the keys to the @POTUS Twitter account, though Trump actually has more followers on his own account than the current president. Tamara Keith, NPR News.